There we go. Okay, Parsha Noso starts off with, well, you know what? I don't even know why I'm starting off Parsha Noso. I'm not going into the beginning at all. But by Davar Shem Moshe Lemur Noso is Rosh B'nei Gershon Gam Him Leith Moshe Mishpachosim, count B'nei Gershon to their houses according to their families. But I'm not really going into that. I'm not even going into Sota. Not really going into Birchus Kohanim at all. I'm sort of just getting into Nazir today. I haven't done Nazir in a very, very long time. I did a little bit on it last year, but not enough. So this is Parak Vav Pazagal. Gavar Shom Moshe Lemar. Gavar Obin Eso Avat Olam Isho Isha Kiafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. When the guy makes a Neder, that's a lot of extra words to say it, to be a Nazir, to Nazirite himself to God.
Man or woman. Make,
what? Man or woman. Yeah. Man or woman. Woman can be a Nazira. Yeah, I'm sure they have their own little special word for it. But yeah, it's 100% they are allowed to. Now, we know that there are three things that a Nazir is ushered to. Number one, go for it. They are not allowed to drink wine. They have to abstain from wine completely. Number two.
Cutting your hair.
Cutting your hair. They're not allowed to cut their hair. And number three.
Dead. Women.
Dead. Not to die, but yes, they have to stay away from dead people. Stay away from dead people. Now, a Nazir is quoted by the Gemara as being one of two different things. Actually, there's a third situation over there where he's called a Chassid, but the Gemara Nazir says he's either Kadosh or he's a Chote. Either he's holy or he is a sinner. That is a pretty big mix. So here's the deal. We're going to have to try to understand that. The Ramban says he did a tremendous thing. He was Porish from Taivas of this world. He was Porish and separated himself from all Taivas of this world, all things that are in this world. Meaning, everybody in the world does what they want, eats what they want, acts the way they want, looks the way they want. This Nazir decided to separate himself from all that. And for that, he's called Kadosh. He's separated from the rest of the world and made holy, because it's not like there. But still, when he finishes, he's Chayev and Achatos. Why is he chayv and achatos when he finishes? Because, says the Ramban, he has to bring himself back to the taivas of this world. He left the taivas of this world for a while. He was kadosh for a little bit, but then he brought himself right back to the tumah of this world. And for that, he deserves a korban chatos. He did something wrong and needs a kapara in bringing himself back to the regular world when he was so up high, so serious, so ready for anything. So for that, he has a chatos. Now, hold on. We know we're not supposed to be monks. We know that the idea of being a monk is way out of our what we do. We get married. We have kids. We're in the world. We do whatever we can within this world. We work. We this and that. Everything. I'm sorry.
Is Nazir not allowed to?
Nazir is allowed to work. The only three things that he's allowed to do is those three. He's allowed to be with his wife. All those things are allowed to. But we know he can't be a monk. In other words, going too far away from the types of old Nazir. We can't say to ourselves, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to do anything in this world. That we know we're not supposed to do. The question is, how do we use Olam Hazeh correctly? How do we have this world and still use it correctly? So here we go. He's a chote for abstaining from wine, says the Gemara. He doesn't drink wine? Well, God made wine in this world. So you're a chote for not drinking wine. So that's the reason why it's called. He's a kadosh person for not drinking wine, but he's also a chote for the exact same reason. So we have to be able to figure out something is something strange. What do you do? So obviously the answer is, you can't abuse it. Can't abuse it, but you definitely can use it. In other words, you definitely should drink wine. It's pretty good, right? You can go ahead and drink wine. You just can't get too drunk on wine. Yeah.
I was going to say that. I think it could be like a knock to Christianity, because their whole thing is just being aesthetic.
Abstention.
It's like the holiest thing in the world. We said the quid abstinence.
I'll be honest with you. I don't need this to knock Christianity.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I could do a couple other
things. I do.
Yeah. If you feel like that's the only thing you can knock them on, then yeah. But like, I got a couple other major ones, you know?
Okay.
But either way, that's that. So Chassam Sofer says it totally depends. Meaning the Kadosh and the Hosei thing totally depends on what happens. Listen to this. If you do it, L'shem Shemayim, you become a Nazir for the right reasons, for the correct reasons. You say, I want to separate from the taivas of this world to see how kadosh I can be, how much I can, I guess, dedicate my life to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you do it that way, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you have a full Nazirus, a full amount of days where you are a Nazir, and you don't have to worry about Tuma happening. You don't have to worry about anything bad happening. Everything will be fine. You won't stumble into a Tame place. You won't accidentally drink a cup of wine. None of that will happen to you. And you'll never end your Nazirus until it's all the way over, until the 30 days are off, or the 60 days are off, or however long you're making yourself a Nazir over. However, if you did it for other reasons, meaning you only became a Nazir because you thought it was cool, or because other people were doing it, or because of other
super
reasons
strength.
That people would do, whatever
super
it is,
strength.
Super strength for those people who are shimshon, if there were outside motivations, outside factors that are making you this nazir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you know. He'll make sure that the cholent you have had a whole thing of wine in it.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's all gone. He'll make sure that somehow your hair got cut. Somehow you'll find your way, you'll look up one day and you'll be like, am I in a cemetery? All of a sudden you realize I'm in a cemetery. There's no such thing as an accident. There's no such thing as a shogi. You can say, Yaakov, don't worry. No. There's no such thing as an accident or anything that happens without a purpose to it. When it happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it to be. The question is, how much did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean this to be? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Who are you? How much did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean for this to happen to you? Says the Chassam Sofer, it all depends. Everything depends on what you did. At that moment, did you do it for the right reasons or did you do it for the wrong reasons? That's what he says. Listen to the Shem Yishmol. It says an unbelievable pshat. There are three different ways that we go about things in this world. We do things through machshava. We have thoughts of what we want to do. There is dibor, speaking out loud, saying what we want to do. And then maisa, action, when we go ahead and do things with our very hands. Hasidim go crazy over this. Machshava, dibor, maisa. Look at the Baal HaTanya and the Sefer Tanya. It goes all over the place. Machshava, dibor, maisa. And everything you do has connection to machshava, dibor, maisa. All mitzvos and all averos can be done in machshava. They can be done with dibor. And they can be done with action. There are different ones that go each one. Each one has its own little separate thing. This Nazir wants to make himself Kadosh. He wants to make himself Kadosh for his Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa to be purely L'Shem Shemayim. For it to be done in the right way. So what do? We tell him to get away from three different things. What three things do we tell him to stay away from?
Yeah.
Number one, stay away from wine. Number two, don't cut your hair. Number three, don't go by dead people. She says the following. Says the Shem Yishmor. Hair is a growth that comes stemming from the place where your brain is, from the cranium surrounding your brain. What that means is the following. It's ki'ilu, your hair is growing from your thoughts. Now there is, want to talk about with that, how hair stems from your thoughts. There's differences between the hair that grows... I don't want to talk about that right now. But there's hair that grows from the top, there's hair that grows from the bottom. And you should know, by the way, you're in good company. Korach may have been bald, but Rabbi Akiva was also as well. But Rabbi Akiva was as well, and he wasn't. Although he did have his flesh combed off.
That's why Korach was called Korach. Korach was bald.
1,000%. 1,000%. So let's go into the hair is there. Cutting your hair and making your hair be cut is ki'ilu. This is what it's trying to do. It's knocking down your machshavos from growing too far. Your machshavos are growing out. Cutting your hair is ki'ilu saying, stop right there. I don't want you to go any further than that. Giving you a limit as to how far your machshavas are going. Now, if a machshava is bad, that's a good thing. You want to cut your hair. You want to get rid of your hair because those machshavas are stemming from something that's bad. So therefore, you want to cut it. So you say, like, no, no more. No more. I don't want this anymore. That's bad. But a nazir has kadosh thoughts. So cutting his hair is a bad thing. What he wants is to let his hair grow wild because he wants that those thoughts to keep going and going and going, to grow more and more and more. To keep having one thought go to another thought and breed another thought until it becomes huge. And that's the idea, to spread his chokhmah throughout his entire body.
I was just going to ask if that has anything to do with when the kohanim have to, in order to like purify his
body. Oh, cut off their hair. Hold on one second with that. Hold on one second. That's the idea of hair. Cutting your hair is the idea of machshava. That machshava is represented by the hair itself. Yayin is a perfect definition for dibor. Not to say. Why? Because nechnas yayin, yatsa sod. When you go ahead and you drink too much wine, you speak too much. The secrets that are inside end up coming out. So what we're trying to say over here is that if you don't drink wine, that means your dibor will be perfected. You'll be able to perfect your dibor to the point where you'll be able to say only good things. You won't mess up in what you're saying. You're going to say the right things every single time. So the way to say the right things is to keep yourself from yayin. That's dibor. And maisa, it's pashut. You stay away from people that are mason. The mason are devoid from any action. They can't do anything. They're not able to act out anymore. They can't do anything anymore. All their bodies are gone. So because of that, the tikkun for your meisim is to not be with them. Not go anywhere near the meisim. Stay away from them. And that will give you chiyus, that will give you zrizus to do the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that the three things that we tell the nazir not to do, stay away from wine, to stay away from, stay away, get, not get a haircut, and to stay away from the dead, represent the three parts that a person has of trying to be Makadosh yourself in Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. Now here we go, says the Sheni Shmuel to end this off. When he finishes his Nizirus, he has three korbanos that he has to bring. There's an Ola, a Chatos, and a Shlomen. Those korbanos are brought on purpose. Why? So that he can keep that Kedusha that he has as a Nazir.
Which are they?
A Chatos, an Ola, and a Shlomen. Those are the three. Those three korbanos are there so that he can keep the Kedusha further on. Because when he's a Nazir, it's easy to be Kadosh. You have to stay away from the dead, from dead people. You got to stay away from wine. You got to keep yourself away from this and that. That's easy. Then you can be Kadosh. It's very easy. But when you're done and you bring yourself back to Olaza, you're a Chote, said the Ramban. You're a Chote. You're bringing yourself away from that. So what do you need? You need like a something to throw you in there. To say, like, remember what you did? Remember when you were an Uzzir? The way to do that is to have three separate korbanos. What is that? It's to remind you of what you just did. The Ola is brought for bad thoughts. The Ola is there. Korban Ola is for bad machshavos. When your machshava is pagum, that's when you bring a Korban Ola. This guy improved his thoughts. He didn't cut his hair. Now you're cutting your hair, you gotta bring a Korban Ola. When it comes to Dibor, well, let's skip Dibor for now. A Chatos is for an action that you did accidentally wrong. A Chatos is if you did something wrong, you did something, you forgot it was Shabbos, and you turned off a light, you knew it was usher to turn off a light, you knew it was usher to turn off a light on Shabbos, but you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot that turning off a light was usher. In that case, you're a Chayiv Bishogig, you're a Chayiv Korban Chatos for the action that you did. If you just think about turning off the light, that's not enough. It's if you actually do something in which you're chayav achatos. That's for the meisim, the action that you did for staying away from the dead people. Now you're able to go back to the basic klaros. Remember, you're still alive. Bring a chatos to remind yourself about the meisim that you're doing, that your meisim were improved. And shlomen is a very interesting korban. A shlomen is a korban that's eaten by all. The mizbeach gets some, the kohen gets some, and the person who brings it gets some. Everyone gets a little bit of the shlomen. It makes peace between all the people in the Beis HaMikdash, unlike an Ola, which is entirely burnt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chatas and Asham is only eaten by the Kohen, and some of it is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Mincha is a totally different story. But a shlomen is given over as being one for there's a piece that goes for every single person. A Dibor is in between a Machshava and a Maisa. It's not exactly a Machshava, it's not exactly a Maisa. When everybody's eating together, the Dibor represents that combination, so to speak, of the Machshava and the Maisim, putting it together. A Dibor, a speech, is not, you can't see my words, so it's not really a Maisa, but it's not really thought either. It's beyond a thought. So it's right in between the two. That represents the Shlomen, making Shalom between the Machshava and the Maisa, making something that goes in between. Thus, he has a reminder of what he was metakin. You can take this all the way through. You want to go to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, explain it through there? You can. Guano Levim Yisraelin? You can. Ice, water, and snow? You can. It's all there. You can literally apply this to almost anything you have. It's just Pasha, the snow is Sheleg, 333. It's all threes. This is not the Pasha Pshat. The Rip Schwab says an unbelievable thing, and this will go back to what we were talking about before. A Kohen is also not allowed to drink Yain during the Avoda. A Kohen is also the exact same way, but there's a big difference between a Kohen and a Nazir. A Kohen, you're right, he's born into it, that's without a question, but meaning in how he, what he's allowed to eat, what he's not allowed to eat. A Kohen is not allowed to drink wine, but a Nazir is not even allowed to have a grape.
Wait, really? A Kohen can't ever drink wine?
Okay, that's machlokes. Rebbe says, how can I do it? The Kohen cannot drink wine when he's doing the avoda. He's doing the avoda. However, nowadays, if you don't know what avoda you're in, if in theory the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt right now, you don't want to be drunk when it's your time to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore you can't drink wine at all. However, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi says, I know I can't make this takana because the Kohanim won't listen to me, therefore we don't do it. It's the same thing with a haircut. Kohanim should get a haircut once a month, he says, but I know the Kohanim won't listen to me, therefore I don't make it. Regardless.
Aren't the Kohanim allowed to drink at a certain point at night when they're not going to
when they know they don't have an avoda?
Yeah.
You don't know if that was your Beis Av.
Or Fridays.
On Fridays.
Chef can come on Friday.
He's going to come, and he's going to look at you, and he's going to be like, now what?
I'm not a cult.
Now what?
Huh?
Don't worry about when Mashiach comes or when Mashiach can't come. Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about that. Listen to this. He can't even eat grapes. The Kohen's not allowed to eat grapes. He's not able to eat out nothing. What's going on? Why can't the Nazir eat grapes? Here we go. What's the job of a Kohen? What's the job of a Kohen versus the job of a Nazir? The job of a Kohen is to delegate ruchnis. We've been saying this for 4 weeks already. To delegate ruchnis to everyone around him. To give ruchnis over to everyone near him. You want to bring a korban and become better? Here you go. I'm going to give you ruchnis. He passes out the ruchnis from one guy to the other and he does everything. He delegates the ruchnis. Yayin affects your ability to think straight. So when you drink wine, you may be able to do the avoda. Your meisim may not be affected. Sometimes they are. Sometimes you can't walk straight. Sometimes you can't straight. But there are people who can walk straight. They can walk in a straight line. They can do the ABCs backward. I practice all the time. And they do all these things. They do all these things in which it's... But Dibor, the ability to think straight, to think clearly, and to say out exactly what you want, and to be makdish other people, to make other people holy, and doing things like that... That will inhibit your ability. The Kohen won't be able to do what he wants to do. It's impossible for him to do it. So the drink will directly affect his avoda. To drink will thus ruin everything he's going about doing. So what about a Nazir? That's a Kohen. I understand that. So you can't drink wine, but you could still eat grapes. What's the problem with eating grapes? Grapes don't get you drunk. What about a Nazir? What does a Nazir do? Here's the idea. Chazal tell us that the eight that Adam Rishon ate was one of four different things. Could have been a fig, could have been an esro, could have been wheat, and the fourth one is it could have been grapes. Could have been wheat. How is a tree? How is you can go in any of them, really. How is grapes a tree? How are grapes trees? Regardless, it could have been any of those. And Zohar says, when Adam Rishon ate from it, he was pogam, his Salam Elokim. Originally, he was mamish made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which he looked like a godly being. Not something from this world. After he had done the chait, his Selam Elokim was lessened to the point where he was still the most beautiful person to have ever lived. He still had a shine and a beauty to him that was unearthly, not from this world. But he was still, he no longer looked, yes, or acted the same way. No longer looked or acted the same way. When we stay away from not only yayin, but also from grapes, what we're trying to do is to be metaken the Tselem Elokim that we lost from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon ate the Anavim, and he lost his Tselem Elokim. The Nazir is trying to bring us back to be real human beings. Not just to be stam a person who has taivas and that, to be a Tselem Elokim to the point where I don't have any taivas. I don't have anything more. I have no issues anymore. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to bring himself somewhere different, to be metak and everything, to make ourselves kadosh. It's not stam that the letters before Anavim, Ayin Nun Beis Mem, is the letters Samkel, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the name that is given to the Satan. It's not stam that Anavim represents that. The Satan came into this world.
What?
The letters before Ayin is a Samach. Before a Nun is a Mem. Before a Beis is an Aleph. Before a Mem is a Lamed. So the letters before Anavim is really Samkel. The Sotan was there because of the Anavim. A Sota is trying to be Mahapich that Tselem Elokim. The Sota is bringing us back to the level of Chait. He's trying to take the Tselem Elokim that she has and destroy it by doing her Chait. That's the parsha before her. Therefore, what do? They tear her clothing. They let down her hair. They say, you think this is a Tselem Elokim? Your mom is an animal. Do I have any taiva by looking at an animal? I don't have a taiva of looking at an animal that doesn't have any clothes on. I don't even have a taiva of looking at you. Because you're an animal. You're letting your ruach, shtus, rule over your body. Your mamash and behema. We give you barley. Your korban is full of barley like animal food. We're giving you the most garbage things in the world. She's doing the exact opposite of the Tselem Elokim. She's showing her gashmis, stripping away her ruchnias. And we say to her, then you're disgusting. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Your mamash and animal, get out of here, you behema. A Nazir comes right after that. The Nazir looks at the Sota and says, oh no, I can't be like her. He sees how she's taking away her Tselem Elokim and he says, now I gotta make my Tselem Elokim. I gotta make myself look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I gotta bring myself to what it was like before the Chait. You know what it was like before the Chait? You know what I look like? To bring back Adam Rishon. To do that, you have to fix the Chait of Adam Rishon. What was the Chait? Eating grapes. So a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes. Completely different avoda than what the Kohen has, yeah.
That's also just assuming that it was the fruit.
Chazal say it was all four. What that means, we can't understand. It was not a machlokas what the fruit was. Not a machlokas what the fruit was. It was all four together. And that's why you will see all over the place certain ones saying it was chitim, and therefore that's why you eat matzah on Pesach, or it was this. Everybody had the teina, and that's why they used it in order to cover her. Somehow it was all four. What that means, I can't tell you. How does chitim become a tree? That again, I can't tell you. All right, now we're going to get into something I've never really gone into. The Haftorah. What an unbelievable Maisa. There was a man, his name was Manoach. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Sadi Aleph and Aleph calls him an Alma Oretz. An Alma Oretz. He mamas knew nothing. Ibson, who's also Boaz, wouldn't invite Manoah to his kids' weddings, wouldn't allow him to come in. Why not? Because then, what do I want with this Amaretz? This Amaretz, the Gemara says a very strange line that he's never going to give me anything back. It means he's an Amaretz. I can't have an Amaretz eat with a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim. No, who's known as an Amaretz. Can you imagine being called by the Gemara an Amaretz? He's not a tzaddik. He's an Amaretz. He obviously knew no Torah. Manoach probably knew more Torah than what we could imagine. But he's called by the Torah an Amaretz. The Gemara insults him. It's an unbelievable little line. In the Haftorah, a Malach appears in front of his wife. The wife's name is Tzlalponis. She's also mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Her name is Tzlalponis. She has a Malach appear to her. The Malach says to her, "You are going to be pregnant. You're going to have a child, the child's going to be a Nazir, and everything." She goes back and tells her husband, Manoach, guess what I just saw? I saw a Navi come to me in a field, she didn't realize. A Navi came to me in a field, and I was told that I was going to have a child. So Manoach, daven to Hashem, please Hashem, let him appear to me again and tell me the halachos, tell me what I need to know. And the Malach appears and repeats everything he said to the woman. Everything he said. Then he says, "Can I bring you a korban?" And the Malach says, "Yes, you can." He goes ahead and he brings a korban. He sees the Malach go up to Shemayim in a flame up to Shemayim. And he says, "Oy vey!" He falls down to the ground. He says, "We're going to die because we saw a Malach and we're going to die. Mos namus," he says. And Chana looks at her. I'm sorry, Tzlalponis looks at her husband. And she says, "What, you think he's going to tell us his nebuah and then he's going to kill us? We're not going to die. We're going to be okay." Maisa is just explain me. She's saying, "Darshuni, tell me what in the world is going on here." First question. Okay. Yud Gimel Beis, it says, "Vayi ish echad mitzora, mi mishpachas adoni, ushmo Manoach, vi ishto akara, velo yalada." His wife was barren and didn't give birth. You know, it's very easy to be barren if you're giving birth. If you're barren and you're giving birth, it's a very good barrenness. Yeah. If you're barren, and then it says, and she didn't give birth. Oh, what in the world is that double thing? We don't need that. If she's barren, obviously she didn't give birth. And then look, if you think like, oh, maybe that's a mistake. Next passage. Vayar Malach Hashem Elisha, the Malach of Hashem appeared to the woman. And he said to her, "You need no atakara. Behold, you are barren, the lo yalat, and you haven't given birth yet."
So, in vitro fertilization,
oh, come on. No. "You need no atakara, the lo yalat. Behold, you're barren, and you haven't given birth." I mean, it's not like she needed a reminder of that. But two psukim in a row, the Gemara says akara, and then lo yalata. What in the world is going on here? V'haris yalatet bein. And you'll become pregnant, and you'll give birth to a child. That I understand. You'll become pregnant first, and not only will you become pregnant, but you'll also be able to give birth to the child. The child will be born after 9 months, and everything will be okay. You won't have a miscarriage or anything like that. You'll be able to be good. But what's this lashon of it? This is a chasam sofer. It's an unbelievable thing. There is a way to be molded a child, even though you're an akara. Even though you're barren. From Chana. There's a way to be molded. This is from the Chasam Sofer. There's a way to be molded. It's from the beginning of the Parsha. You make yourself into a Sota. If you have stira with a guy, after your husband warned you not to, and you're innocent, then you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you erase that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name on the water, you drink the water, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu promises you, if you're guilty, the Tafsa Bitnav, and Afla Yerecha, she's going to die. But if you're not guilty, if you're innocent, v'niksa, if she's innocent, v'nizra azara. You are guaranteed to have children. So even though she was barren, she could have gotten herself a child. How could she have gotten herself a child? By acting as a sota. Chana said, "I should do this." It's a Gemara in Sota where she says, "I'm going to do this." She says to her husband Elkanah, "I might as well just become a sota." And she davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at wherever it was, the Mishkan, she said, I will go ahead and become a Sota, and you'll guarantee me that I have a child. Then I'll have to have a child. She Kilu is testing God. Let's see if your Torah, you wouldn't make your Torah pluster, she says, you wouldn't make your Torah false. So you're going to have to give me a child. So Ages Manoah could have done that, but she didn't. Why not? So here the Ksam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. Manoah even told her to do so. Manoah said, why don't you go ahead and do it? She said the following. She said, listen, Mechias Hashem, erasing God's name, is only mutter for Shalom Bayis. If we need to have peace in the house. If there's a fight going on, then the way to go ahead, God will even erase his name in order to stop a fight. In order to stop a fight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, fine, I'll let my name be erased in this water. I'll let my name be totally gone in this water in order to make sure that there's absolutely no fight. But over here, was Falponis in a fight with her husband? With Manoah? They weren't in a fight. They just wanted to have a child. So she said, I have no heter. I have no heter. Says the Ksam Sofer, that's Pshat. In the Atakara, you're a barren woman. But you could have given birth. You refuse to allow yourself to give birth. You wouldn't go ahead and do the Vinix of an Israel Zora because you didn't want a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name to be erased. Oh, such a person. You didn't want the Mechias Hashem. You didn't want to be a Sota. You get the next Parsha. You'll have the ultimate Nazir. The ultimate in Parsha's Nazir. You'll have a Nazir Shimshon. And you'll have that. That's the idea behind what the Malach was telling her and saying, this is what you get. Your reward is going to be just that. Yeah.
I know it says that the whole deal, like why everyone's barren, because Hashem likes the prayers of the tzaddikim.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little like weird that so many stories is not everyone's barren, they can't have kids?
Didn't you just answer your own question?
That's the only answer?
Do we talk about Rishayim?
No.
I mean, yeah, There was Janice, the one who did give birth to a kid. But for some reason, she wasn't tzaddikah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let her do it.
No, there was
that's the only reason that
happened. Hold on. Michal might have had a kid. Leah, don't go into this. Come on. You got to give me specific instances. It's a Chloe stick akasha, which cannot be answered in, 2 seconds off the cuff. Here's the deal. What happens now that she had another Shimshon? What was she not allowed to do? She wasn't allowed to drink wine.
She wasn't
allowed to drink wine. So listen to this now. This is unbelievably good. This is the Ksam Sofer Mahamish that just took it apart. Who did decide to do this? Who wanted to do Vinixav and Israel Zorah? Chana wanted to do it with Elkanah. Chana said, I'll do Sira, and then I'll become a Sota and everything there. What did Eli say about her? Hashva Lishikora. Thought her to be a drunk. Now really the words which you're trying to should have been Kshera. He thought it was Kusher. He looked at the Urim Tumim and it said the letters Shin Chaf Resh Hey. He could have read it as Kshera or Shikora and he said, oh, she wants to be a drunk. Here's some shots of the Ksam Sofer. Unbelievable. He heard her say in her davening, although she was davening quietly, he turned his ear to hear to what she was saying, and he heard her say, I'll become a Sota if I have to. And what Eli looked at her and said, don't you remember what Falponis did? Don't you remember how Shimshon was born? All you have to do is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to become a Sota. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will promise you that you'll have a Nazir. Okay, now there's a problem with becoming a Nazir. That means that you're not able to drink any wine. So why don't you want to do that? Must be that you want to drink wine. So then what you would do like Falponis did, but the only reason why you wouldn't is because you're a drunkard and you want to drink wine. So Chashva Lishikora, how could you say that you want to be a Sota? Why wouldn't you do what Falponis did and then you just wouldn't be able to drink wine? Oh, you didn't want to do that? Must be you did want to drink wine. You're a shikker. That's it. She said, that's why he said, Hasiri at Yenech Me'alecha. Remove your wine from you for 9 months, said Eli to Chana. And then you'll be fine. For 9 months, just get rid of wine. It'll be another for a little bit, and that'll be it. She said, We can't. It's different by me, said Chana. Over there was no riv. There was no fight. And that's why for Shalom Bayis, you have to erase Hashem's name. There was no fight over there. By me, there's a fight. By me, there's a big fight going on. And I am allowed to erase Hashem's name. But not only that. The difference. Falponis was still happy. She was still besimcha. How do we know she was besimcha? How do we know she was still happy? Even though she was barren?
She didn't
want to
do it.
She got a nevuah. You can't get nevuah without being happy. Said Chana, I can't. I'm sad. I'm upset. So because I'm upset and I'm very sad, I can't get a nevuah. What do you want me to do? You want a malach to appear to me? I can't let, a malach won't appear to me. I'm too sad. I can't do it. I don't have that simcha. So behechlach, I can't do that. So what do I have to become? A sota. I don't have a choice. She had to become a sota. That was just unbelievable. Blew me away. And then I saw Rav Schwab. There's an addition to this. Manoach asked the malach to come back, which the malach does. Then he doesn't repeat anything. What does Manoach not know about Hilchos Nazirus? It's straight out in the Torah. There's not that much about Nazirus. Mesechus Nazir is not the halachas of a Nazir. Mesechus Nazir is just how to become a Nazir. But the halachas of a Nazir are very straightforward. Don't eat wine. Don't drink wine. I'm sorry, or eat grapes. Don't go to a Beit HaKvaros. And you're not allowed to cut your hair. It's very straightforward. It's not like anything else. It's not like, and you can't wear, you know, black clothing on a Monday. There's nothing like that the Gemara adds on. It's those three things, and that's it. There's nothing else mentioned. So what's the problem that Manoach was like, oh, I don't get it. Did he not know Torah Shabbat Sal? Did he not know, realize what the Pesukim said? Yeah. What probably asked? And anyway, his wife knew. His wife said out loud, this is what we have to do. Listen to this for Prab. Ready for this? He had a problem. How can we raise our kid to be a Nazir? How can we raise our kid to become a Nazir when we ourselves are drinking wine, cutting our hair, and walking into cemeteries? How can we expect our child to go out and do something when we ourselves are doing something different? You can't expect your child to go out. You can't go up to your child and say, like, you know what, you're keeping Chol of Yisrael from now on while eating a Reese's peanut butter cup and drinking a chocolate milk from, Dairy Star? There's no way. You can't do it. You can't do it because the kid will look at you and be like, well, what do you mean? Why can you? And just be like, no. Listen, I want you to be holy. I know I'm not holy, but I want you to be holy. The kid won't listen. If you want your kid to do something, you have to show him as an example. You have to be there and say that. It's horrible chinuch to do anything else. So said Manoach, how can I become a... You said that she should become a Nazir. She can't drink any wine. Said Manoach, but I can. If I'm able to drink wine, if I'm not a Nazir, then what's the issue? I don't understand. Am I allowed to drink wine in front of the kid? Said the Malach, look what it says, where to be your pasuk yid gimel. From everything that I told the woman, Tishamer, you must keep. He was telling him, you're right. You're 100% right. You should be a Nazir as well. You can't do chinuch any other way. You have to do it this way. Tishomer, you yourself have to keep this. And then the next pasuk, because you're yet to get the yain lo sochal, yain v'shech al teish v'chol tumal tochal, kol asher tzvisiya, everything I commanded her, tishmor, you have to keep yourself. It's not just your wife who has to do it. It's not just your kid who has to do it. It's you, Manoach. Manoach wanted to make sure. Do I have to do it as well? Instead, Rav Schwab, that's the pshat. Because kids are only mechunach from what their parents do. Their parents cannot expect anything different from them. Very hard. Sending kids to Tzara too when you yourself didn't go to Tzara too. Very hard. Very hard to send your kids to a certain cheder when you yourself didn't go to that cheder. Because you grew up with TV. You grew up with movies. You grew up with everything else. What do you expect your kids to want? You want your kids to be different? What kind of chinuch are you giving them? It's hard. It's very, very hard. And every person has to decide what's best for them and how they do it and how they go about it. I remember talking to somebody when I said I was going to Sfarad TV. They said, why? You went to Ari Klan, you turned out all right. I'm like, I don't know if I turned out all right. But if I did, it was pure luck. Pure luck. It's not that you raise a kid that way, wanting to watch TV, wanting to watch movies, wanting to have that iPod with 78 billion gigs that they can have every movie in the world on their iPhone in front of them, and you expect them to look at it tomorrow? Like, how in the world? Yeah, because you think in 5 years they're not going to have that? You have a kid. Your kid's 10 years old. You don't think they're going to have an iPod. I can carry everything in the world. Like, that's what it basically is going to be. Of course they're going to have that. At the very end, a very, very strange thing happens. Look at Pasuk Kof over here. It says, the Malach went up in the flame going up from the Mizbeach. Manoach and his wife saw the Malach go up to Shemayim, and they fell to their faces on the ground. He didn't appear anymore to Manoach El Yishto. Then Manoach knew it was a Malach. It was an angel. He's pretty sure right now. Manoach said to his wife, most of us, we will surely die. We have seen a God. If God wanted to kill us, he wouldn't have taken a korban from his oil and his kolayil. He wouldn't have shown us all this. We never saw this before. What was Manoach's problem? His wife's diner was very, very good. This is not something that you can argue on. He's like, oh my gosh, we're going to die. The Malach just came and gave me a nevuah that I'm going to have a child that's a nazir. You think we're really going to die? Do you honestly think we're going to die? He's like, it's so touching. What was she trying to say? Listen to this board from, again, with Schwab. It's just an unbelievable thing. What year was this? About 230 years after they had left Mitzrayim. Maybe a little bit more, may have been around 280. But it's a question. It could be 230 to 280, depending on when those years when Micha lived and the Pelagish Begiva. 230 to 280. Listen to this. Manoach was afraid the Mishkan was still around. Are you allowed to bring a korban outside the Mishkan when the Mishkan is around? You're not allowed to. How can you make a bama over here? This is not only also. You're chayv kares for making a bama outside. You're chayv kares. So why did Manoach do it? I'm all right. It's not the answer. Why did Manoach do it? Manoach realized that this guy is a Navi. He thought that this Malach was really a Navi. And he went to the Malach and he said, can I bring up all those Ushlamim before you to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of the Mishkan? And we know that a Navi who's proven to be a Navi can do something that's a whole Rosh Shah. He saw his wife was pregnant, so he's able to do something which is a Rosh Shah, like Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. If you want to paskin just for once, to say we're knocking off a certain mitzvah just for this once, a Navi who's a proven Navi is allowed to do so. So he said to the Malach, should I bring this korban? The Malach said, yes. He thought it was a Navi, and the Navi was making all Rosh Shah, and therefore he was Malach B'chutz. But in the end, it wasn't a Navi. It was a Malach. And the Malach went up to Shemayim. Said Manoach, Lo ba Shemayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. A Malach can't paskin halakha. Only a Navi can paskin halakha. But a Malach can't tell me to do this. There's no such thing as a Rosh Shah from a Malach. I'm not allowed to do this. So I'm Chayiv Kares. I just started off my son's life as a Nazir being Chayiv Kares to myself. This is the worst thing I could have possibly done. Most no moves. We're surely going to die. We just ruined our chances. There's no way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow us to do this. We just did a massive chayiv. Said his wife, it must be this Oroth show is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have just told us all this and then had the Malach tell us that we could be Makrid B'chutz. It must be that it's okay. Lamaisa, that's the pshat behind it. And that's the reason why in the earlier pasuk, listen to this. It said, Vimtasa ola Hashem talena. The Malach said to him, if you want to go ahead and make an ola, bring it up. Ki lo yada Manoach ki Malach Hashem hu. Because Manoach didn't know that it was a Malach of Hashem. What do you mean? If he knew it was a Malach, he wouldn't have brought a korban? Says Rashad, right. If he knew it was a Malach, he wouldn't have been able to bring a korban. Because he can't bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan. So right, ki lo yada Manoach ki Malach Hashem, he didn't realize it was a Malach, that's why he brought the korban. Had he known it was a Malach, he never would have brought the korban. Yeah. A Navi, Pinchas. Did you see the Radak in the Mitzudas David on this pasuk? The Malach was actually Pinchas. The Malach was Pinchas. But either way, he mom thought it was a Navi. No, what do you mean back? He never died. Pinchas is still alive. He didn't become Eliyahu HaNavi.
He turned into Eliyahu HaNavi. Is that what happened?
What he turned into? What do you think? He turned around and all of a sudden he's like, I'm Eliyahu now. No. He was Eliyahu HaNavi. He goes by a different name later on. Guys, Shkoyach, we'll end with this.